Hello, this is the Dope Podcast featuring Brian, Sophia, Jillian, over the book Dope Sick by Walter Dean Myers. This book includes topics about cops, drug addiction, and regret. Lil J makes a bad decision from a drug dealer that turns south, which led him to an abandoned building where he meets Kelly, who asks him deep questions that make him question his past. The cops find him, but Kelly takes the blame.
The theme is to live life with no regrets by making good decisions, because you can't go back and change the past when it is done. Lil J learns this when he made a bad decision, which led him to spend the rest of his life in prison. He found his way into Kelly's house when he was running from the cops and ended up learning a life lesson. In the end, Kelly turns himself in for Lil J when the cop comes to get him, because he sees how regretful Lil J is. Some figurative language in the book is, "The smell was terrible, like someone had been using it as a piss hole." That is a simile. Rico wasn't someone that you could rely on, and he had messed up before. This is foreshadowing, because when Rico got caught, he told the cops Lil J was the one who shot them, when it was really Rico.
At the end of the book, what happened was Kelly ended up taking the blame for shooting the cop. He did this because he really saw how sad Lil J was and how his life turned out and how regretful and sorrowful he was of what he did. This was also the theme in our story, so standing up for someone who knows what they did wrong is the theme. And a quote from the story is, "People want to look at you and see your whole future laid out the way they know it. And I was saying that didn't happen. People aren't born with 'I'm great' flashing on their foreheads." That's all for our Dope Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Peace out, Dope Squad.